Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, while folks are being told to stay home during the crisis to help prevent the spread of the virus, many are also trying to figure out what they can do to help. Among them, Eric Korn, the executive chef at Monteverde at Old Stone in Cortland. He joins us live on the line to tell us about Million Gallons. What is that, Eric?
So Million Gallons is our initiative to get chefs in New York and around the country to start cooking soup for the people that have worked for them that are out of work, and then, in general, anybody that's in need.
And how are you going to do that? What is the process?
So we're doing this as a grassroots thing on the fly. We just got started a few days ago, and through networking with chefs that we know and reaching out to some of the food writers and everybody that we can touch base with, we are getting chefs to start cooking. So we've, in a few days, have a capacity of 1,000 gallons a day, and we'll be able to start production. We've already started, but big production within the next few days. We have donations of food coming in, but we're actively looking for more chefs, more restaurants, more donations of food and plastic containers. And so we're cooking. We're going to start dispersing soup here as soon as possible.
So I bet this is, you know, this sounds delicious, right? So tell us, you know, what kind of soup are you thinking? Maybe a little butternut squash, a little carrot ginger. I'm a vegetarian, so, you know, I think in terms of vegetable flavors. You're a little, right now, I got to tell you, right now, I could go for some good old-fashioned tomato soup and a grilled cheese. You know what I mean? We need comfort food right
now.
Yeah,
I think, you know, soup is, it's a hug, and it's something with love, and I think we all need it right now. It's very comforting. So I immediately went to kind of that mom, grandma chicken soup, and that's what I first made. We're going to be making other batches. My friend Chef Navjot at Chutney Masala just did a lentil and spinach soup, which is a vegetarian soup. We have different soups all over New York being made right now and packaged up.
You know, I have to tell you, you just made me a little bit verklempt when you said soup is a hug. Wow. That is, you know, in this time right now, that's actually kind of heavy, you know, to say that. So what do you have to say to folks in your industry who are out of work? I mean, it's so tough.
It's a scary time, and it's scary for all of us. I mean, none of us are able to work right now. So I've watched and I've been part of, you know, when there's major emergencies, you know, Hurricane Sandy, 9/11, where the chefs in the industry start cooking and helping people, and I think we're at that point. Let's just do what we know how to do, go back to what we love, and start cooking and sharing and making people happy. This is one way to do it. Now, the other thing that we've been talking about is we want people making soup in every house. We're all stuck at home. Make a gallon of soup for yourself, and it's our way of everyone cooking together as a community. And
I love that so much. You know what? Tell everybody if they want to participate. Maybe there are other chefs listening or folks who actually need the service from you guys. Tell people how they can get involved or actually receive from you.
So we have our website fully functioning. It's milliongallons.com. And on that website, there's a registration page for chefs that are local that want to make large donations of or commit to large cooking of 100 gallons or more. We have information for chefs and restaurants that want to cook in smaller batches and how to process that. And we also have information for people that are in need. And we're actively connecting with them to advise them where they can get soup or where there's other places to be able to get food. Chefs outside of New York, we're same thing. So big productions of more than 100 gallons will help you hook up with food pantries in your area. But we ask them to kind of do a little bit of that legwork on their own. It's just a few of us putting this together right now.
Right. It's a grassroots thing. So milliongallons.com. That's correct?
Yes.
Okay. Eric Korn, thank you so much. Fantastic thing you're doing. And let us know how it goes, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Eric Korn live on 1010 Winds.